or in Adam's case, a reality so disturbing no one would believe it anyway. Names, places, and fragrances are either products of our imagination or actually present here in the studio but pose no threat to our listeners. Just don't eat dinner during the show. Any resemblance to people, living, dead, or otherwise, events, or locales is entirely coincidental. On the other hand, it is a documented fact that David is a record holder at the World Brony Championships.
Look at.
In case you feel like complaining, KNNA has no control and does not assume any responsibility for us, our show, or our terrible taste in men. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
I don't have music yet.
So thank you.
Welcome to
Off on
a Tangent.
Okay,
the reason why we don't have music yet is because we had some technical difficulties. I didn't touch what a thing, show? And the computer just stopped working, so I had to turn it off.
This is
one show would be complete without one of these happening.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, this is normal. So.
Yeah, this is like the third week in a row, isn't it?
That we've had a problem?
Yeah.
Well, we can't count last week.
But, oh, no.
But yeah. So give me a moment.
All right. Well, hope you all enjoyed that sparkling intro. Adam, what do you want to talk about? Oh, thank you.
What?
Says the world brony champion.
I didn't even know. It's I know what that is.
It's dudes who like My Little Pony, of which I am not one. However, I have met bronies before.
Were they in character?
I mean, what's
what kind of character are they in?
Yeah, I mean, what
the
what
My
is,
Little Pony?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They dress up in costumes and everything, right?
That's disgusting. Do they have two-man suits?
I know.
You know, I haven't looked into that, but I'll find out for you.
How would they be in character for My Little Ponies?
It's just people who like. I mean, it's very strange.
Who really,
people,
really
I mean,
like it.
It's cosplay, right? It's just cosplay.
Yes, with
a possible additional component to it.
Okay.
Just as an area of focus.
I don't know. The people I met were not particularly strange. It was just like, oh yeah, I like My Little Pony, and I asked them,
big fans of the show.
Yeah, big fans of the show, and I asked them like. I tried not to be rude, but I was just really curious because I can't imagine the appeal. I really can't. And so I asked them, and I said, "So what is it about My Little Pony? I mean, you're a fully grown man. What do you like about this show?" And he said, "I enjoy the story. I enjoy the characters, and there you go." And I didn't know what to say. I've never seen the show, so I didn't know. I was at a loss for words. It doesn't happen often.
The plot was gripping. Did you see this week's episode of My Little Pony? The cliffhanger was just... I'm going nuts!
So intense.
Did anything fall
Walking
off a cliff?
Dead.
I don't know. I never saw the show.
I hope something happened.
I mean,
I hope a pony fell off a cliff. I really do.
I hope one of them pushed him.
Oh, we got music.
We got music.
Hey!
Okay.
All right. Starting off.
We promised the next
topic
would be better.
This is the Raconteurs with Steady As She Goes.
We'll be right back.
Raconteurs, Steady As She Goes, on Off on a Tangent. Thank you for... Wow, that came back up loud.
Oh, it did?
No, it was fine. It's just the song. It just kind of...
Sorry, I thought it was over. And so
it
fade
was.
Back up.
It just had
we
that
all
end.
Did.
This is what happens when technology fails me, and then I get all flustered.
Yeah. No,
and you begin to fail it.
Yes.
He failed the technology?
I failed the technology. What?
You have failed this technology.
That's a very anti-human attitude. We should celebrate how we rose above the travails of technology to have a terrific show to lead off with a brony discussion.
The machines have been defeated.
Yeah, I'm going to need therapy after that one. Jeez. All right,
bronies to Matrix, man.
So, this is off on a tangent, obviously.
And you are.
My name's Adam, and we got Eric, David, Captain Kirk over there, and another guy. That's all I'll leave it. Just another guy.
He has a name,
Adam.
Well, he's not
backwards
talking.
Backwards hat man. Yeah, we're not giving him a name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ben is here.
No name,
ben.
No
ben,
name.
Ben, no, no.
Don't say it. No microphone, no name.
That's
the rules.
You can't have one.
What is our segment?
Anyway, well, first of all, I just want to say hello to my father. He's going through a little medical issue, and I'm going to play a quick clip describing what's going on with him.
Babe, everything all right in there?
Oh, I think I'm about to pass a kidney stone.
Right.
Oh no.
So
mazel tov too.
I don't know. Should we be making fun of your dad about that?
I'm not making fun of my dad. That's what's going on. I just want to say hello. And
we're helping him get through the pain.
Empathizing,
helping
through
him
humor.
Laugh.
Yeah,
yes.
Humor is always good medicine. Especially
it's
when
a thing
it comes
we just
that,
made up.
So anyway,
I see. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when their son has a guy on the radio. He's able to.
That'll happen.
It happens. They know it. I warned them.
This is the real.
Are they listening right now?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
Probably not.
Well, it'll be on file on the archive on the website, so you could just encourage them to
not listen
to go
it?
To the crosstown57.org, tap on off on a tangent, mm-hmm. and there's the archive, and you can listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Especially while he's sitting on the toilet in writhing in pain. And the rest of you can too.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if this was a good start to the show.
I don't know. How about this? Is this
hey!
A better start to the show? What? And actually, it just decided to stop on me there for a second.
Right.
I don't know why.
All right. Whoa.
Yeah.
This is a,
yes?
This is a new epic in this show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
That music.
We're so nerdy.
That music makes
well,
me feel so
how
happy.
Nerdy are we? Because we've been trying to talk about this for... like 2 months?
We have.
Since the movie.
We've been prepping.
We have.
We've been prepping this whole time.
We've been researching.
That's what we've been doing.
Okay, so why am I playing this song?
Because
it's Star Wars.
Star Wars is
yeah,
the topic.
That's the only reason, right? So
that
Star
is,
Wars, we just
that
can.
Is the only...
We
well,
can.
Rogue One. Rogue One came out.
Not you have to talk into the microphone
into
to make
the
it work. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying
the
to convert.
Both of you are really bad at it today.
Let me do this. I'm going to turn towards these people behind me.
No, you're better now. Okay. All right.
Anywho.
So, Rogue One. Oh, wait. Well, are we going to talk in order here? Chronological order? Star Wars chronological order?
We're going to talk about all of them? My goodness.
No.
Force
Awakens first?
Off air we were talking about this. Sorry. Force Awakens or Rogue One? Which one are we going to go first?
Rogue One is the most recent. We can talk about that one first. It's remarkable. Ask me why it's remarkable.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yes. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yes.
Major.
If you haven't seen Rogue One, turn off the radio right now. Don't turn off the radio. Listen to us. We're wonderful. Somebody asked me why.
Cricket.
All right. Good start, David.
Somebody asked me why Rogue One is unlike any other Star Wars movie.
Well, the obvious one is that there was no scroll, like introduction to the story.
Yeah.
There was no scroll title.
Yeah.
They left it out.
Yeah. One thing, I guess what I'm thinking about, I'll just introduce it myself. Fine. What I think, one thing
this
I'm thinking
is,
about
this
with
is
it.
Yours.
Poor David.
This is your segment.
I had no idea. I had no idea I was going to be solo on this.
Oh.
This is the first Star Wars movie that, by and large, had no Jedi.
True, yeah.
There were no Jedi main characters, and I think it did just marvelous favors for the franchise.
I think that like a big part of the problem with Star Wars when they brought it back in 2001 was the fact that there were too many Jedi. They'd sort of lost their mystique.
Are you talking like Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
Oh, I can tell you what was wrong with that movie.
Oh, well.
Hey,
so many things are wrong with
just that. One name. Hayden Christensen.
Oh, he wasn't in that one.
In Phantom Menace?
No.
Oh, yeah, the second one. Sorry. It doesn't matter.
Second one is the one that everyone hated. A few people liked Phantom Menace.
Okay, you corrected me.
Phantom Menace was the best of the three, honestly.
I agree. I would disagree with that. And
which one did you think was the best of those three? I mean, they're all terrible.
The prequels? The third one.
Okay. Well, just because you get to see Hayden Christensen not die, but be in a lot of pain for like the last half of the movie. And I agree, that was terrific.
You guys are terrible. That was
horrible. I did enjoy that.
No, that's not why. I think Steven Spielberg actually directed that one. And I think that's why it was better. I think he had some sort of part in it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't
remember. He and Lucas produced a whole bunch of movies together.
I could be wrong. I just know that I don't like any of the prequels. I think they all stink.
Can
we go back to what we were talking about before?
Rogue One? I mean, we're talking about it. Anywho, I guess my point is the prequels, Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, they were absolutely saturated with Jedi, and
there's an interesting cultural reason for that, though, too, I think, is because Lucas was trying to, or whoever wrote them or whoever made them, was trying to give an explanation for a religion.
Yes. Mm. He combined multiple religions into this one thing.
But we're in a world where religion has no justifiable explanation. Like, nobody will accept a rational or a scientific... You know, they tried to say, oh, this will test the midichlorians or something. So it got really weird in a universe and on a topic that nobody is going to believe it anyways today anymore. That's a problem of the modern world. And so he actually doubled down. And you make a really good point. I didn't think about this. Mm-hmm. That it is so saturated with the Jedi and the Force and all of that.
Yeah. Yep.
So he doubled down on it in a time when it's no longer going to fly.
Right. Yep.
Although, can you say that there was no Jedi in that movie? Because I don't remember that character's name.
There was the guy.
In Rogue One.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember
the
his character. The blind one.
Well, that is another really interesting development. They introduced something that was present in the expanded universe, in the novels, in other words, that... Excuse me, I'm getting excited. But that has not hitherto been present in any of the movies, and that is non-Jedi people who are connected to the Force. Like, that opens up some really interesting possibilities with future storylines, the fact that other people can be connected to the Force.
There's a theory that Han Solo has that connection.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. A lot of.
So I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, yes and no. I mean, they didn't go full bore with it. Obviously, what's his name? The blind dude had some connection to the Force, but obviously, spoilers, not enough to save his life.
Yeah. No. Well, we already gave the spoiler alert. Everybody dies.
Yeah. True.
The end.
True story.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the ending?
Of Rogue One. Oh, I thought it was great.
You thought it was good.
Fabulous.
So, so if at least one person would have lived, do you think that would have been bad?
I would have been okay with it.
You would have been okay if one person lived? Okay, what if they all survived?
No.
Would that have ruined the story?
It would not have made it as good a movie. One of the reasons it's a good movie is because there will be no more, you know, there's not going to be a Rogue Two, or there's not going to be a Rogue One number two or something like that.
Right.
One thing,
and they integrated it really well with the beginning.
Adam, what do we got here?
This is the Rolling Stones, and I'm actually still breathing, so I'm here still. This is the Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb.
Change has come, she's under my thumb. There ain't any truth there.
Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb. Oh, I love that song.
Mm. Good stuff. Good stuff. Can't go wrong with the Stones.
I agree.
Actually, you can. You can.
What,
for sure.
What, Ben?
Oh.
You're dead.
Kidney Stones? Oh!
Ah, look at that.
Ooh,
full circle.
Ooh, are we coming on to a theme here?
No. We're just renewing the shout out to Adam's poor father.
Okay. All right, so before the song, we were talking about Star Wars, and specifically Rogue One. No, everybody died. Yeah. Yes, spoiler alert.
Everybody dies.
Usually you're supposed to say that before you say
yeah,
the spoiler.
I know.
Oh, by the way, I just completely ruined this movie for you.
We didn't ruin all of it. We haven't talked about like all the cool stuff that happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the ending, mm-hmm. It was actually a good thing. You guys were saying it was actually a good thing that everybody died. Like, it was a nice way to end the movie.
Yeah. Well, one thing that it did for me, and I think not having the Jedi and really making the Rebel Alliance like the central focus of this story, because that's what it is. It's about the Rebel Alliance. It sort of reintroduced us to the conflict, you know, at the center of the original trilogy, which was this big galactic empire versus this small group of resisting individuals, and it's just really cool, like, just to be introduced to that universe again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's completely different from the new Star Wars with its Senate and its Jedi and its no.
What, you don't want politics in Star Wars?
Oh my lord.
Come on.
No. No, that's actually one of the things I liked about Force Awakens was, like, they blew up all the planets that the Senate was on.
Yeah. Oh, nope, yeah, don't. By the way, spoiler alert.
Yeah, this segment is...
Yeah, they blew up Coruscant.
Yeah, they blew up, along with, you know,
unfortunately,
15 other planets.
There was a part of me that actually felt good about that one. Is that bad? Is that, like, me on the dark side?
I want to point this out real quick. So the people who probably haven't seen the movie probably don't care, so they don't really.
That's true.
The diehard Star fans have seen this movie countless times.
The diehard Star fans.
I was going to say diehard is a completely different movie series.
Diehard Star Wars fans.
We can do the last half of the show about diehard if you like.
I haven't seen one movie yet. Diehard.
Really?
The first four are the only ones worth watching.
There
is a 5 and a 6, and is there a 7?
I don't know.
Oh. There might be.
Oh.
There are plenty of those.
The first new one was good. Anyways, back on Star Wars. So, David, mm-hmm. in your opinion, was Rogue One or was Force Awakens a better movie?
I mean, I love them both equally for very different reasons. You know, they're like my children, but a lot of people...
What?
I know, sad, right? A lot of people... a lot of people dislike both. A lot of people. I think that by and large, Rogue One was maybe a little better received than Force Awakens because a lot of people didn't like Force Awakens because the criticism was it's a newer hope. Like, and
exactly what it was.
Yeah, and yeah. It does.
It was a parallel.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely repeats.
And they even pointed out, like the people who made the movie, they even pointed out all the parallels that they purposely put in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and right. I mean that a lot of people dislike that. I sort of enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was sort of representative of the director and the producer's promise to go back to the original.
Yes. And actually, do you know what the first line of that movie is?
What is it?
I'm not going to say it verbatim, so sorry about this.
Right.
It's along the lines of, now is our chance to make this right. Like, make this new. Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, and, you know, that was...
Forgotten.
So that could be implied to the prequels, or it could just be implied to, like, there's part of the storyline of
I didn't even
of that
think
movie.
About that.
But the very first line is, now is our chance to make things right, to make it anew. So I was like, I have to agree with you that, mm-hmm. though it did parallel A New Hope a lot.
Very deliberate.
I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's pressing mm-hmm. the restart button
right.
and getting things up and running again.
Right.
There are aspects about the movie I didn't like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought... what's his name? Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was just a whiny baby.
Yeah.
And it just irritated me. But I think I think they're setting it up to the next movie.
Yeah.
And they're going to show that they're going to show this is where he was and this is where he is now. I'm really hoping for that anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But that part really irritated me. Just a whiny, throwing a temper tantrum baby who didn't get his way.
That's true.
But I think there's a reason for it, and I'm hoping that that is answered. The other thing I had an issue with, first of all, is the guy's name, Snoke.
Snoke. That is
Couldn't they come up with a better villain's name? I mean,
it's my Grandma Sandman's maiden name.
Wow. How dare they?
Supreme Leader Snoke.
I don't even know what to say to that. Okay, so anyways. So, you know, in the original trilogy, you heard about Palpatine. You heard about the Emperor. Oh, the Emperor this, the Emperor that.
Right.
Man, this guy is a real... Mm-hmm. Don't mess with him.
Right, right.
They didn't reveal him until Empire Strikes Back, where he was just a hologram.
Yes.
Okay, ooh, this kind of ominous. I mean... Wow, this that's what he looks like, okay, but we're still scared of him. And then he finally shows up, like, there was this ominous reveal that they finally gave him.
And he was...
Whereas Snoke was just like, oh, here I am.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean it's sort of parallel. I mean, they use the hologram motif. And...
Yeah, but I couldn't... First of all, it didn't look like a hologram.
Yeah.
It looked like that's how big he was, and I just thought it was way overdone.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
That's fair.
I think they needed to reveal him like they revealed the Emperor.
Mm-hmm.
Give it some build up. This guy, don't mess with him.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about him. That makes it more ominous. That makes it more scary when you do that. So maybe they have a reason for it. I don't know.
Didn't they have, though, in the prequel trilogy, they had basically a bad guy in each movie?
Yes. Phantom Menace had Darth Maul.
Right.
Count Dooku was
the second one.
Attack of the Clones, and then Grievous... And
right, so maybe
Grievous was.
Maybe they're doing something like more like that.
Maybe.
See, that's yeah.
All I know is that the same guy who did Snoke was also Smeagol in Lord of the Rings. So every time I see him in Force Awakens, and he's sitting on there in his throne, I just want to go precious,
precious, precious.
By the way, if you have not seen How It Should Have Ended, The Force Awakens on YouTube, look it up. It's a good time.
Nice.
It's a good time.
Oh my gosh, they do that, don't they?
Yeah.
That's
great.
Good stuff.
It's great. So you're listening to KNNA 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska. You guys can also tune in at the website, lacrosse957.org, and you can listen to us there. Or you can download the app at Google Play or the App Store for Apple products, and just search KNNA, and it should pop up there. It's free. It's free. And I know we also got...
We have a webpage.
We have...
A Facebook page, don't we?
We have a Facebook page. Going back to the radio's website, again, has the archive to all of our original programming. So if you go to thecross957.org and click on original programming, you can select any of the six shows that we've got, and you can listen to the most recent episodes of those.
Yeah.
Eric, you mentioned we have Facebook.
Yep.
So what is it?
Adam,
yeah.
What is it?
Yes, it's facebook.com off on a tangent radio.
Slash off on a tangent radio.
Yes, slash. Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
facebook.com/off on a tangent radio. We also have an email address, offonatangentradio@gmail.com. That is all in one word. So
off on a tangent
radio@gmail.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have... it's brand new, hasn't hardly been used. We have a Twitter feed as well. It is, what is it? I believe it's Tangent Radio.
I don't know
my own product.
What is it? It's Tangent. No. I know what it is.
Is that
it's
what it
tangent,
is? Well, that's hard to write down.
Tangent Radio 957.
Tangent Radio 957. Yep.
Mm-hmm. The guy that set up the Twitter account doesn't even have a smartphone. So.
Yeah, he's got a QWERTY phone.
Right.
A QWERTY phone. I love those things.
A QWERTY phone?
QWERTY phone.
I've never heard it called that.
That's the keys on your board. QWERTY.
I'll be darned.
So if you look at your phone, it will say
QWERTY. Oh, is it a slider?
It's one of the keyboards that slide out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I do have it. Right. Where is it?
I love those phones.
Your phone?
So look at the keyboard. It says QWERTY.
Yeah.
It does not. Yes, it does. I'll be darned. Look at that.
So, David, you're right. The guy who's setting up Twitter has a QWERTY phone.
Hey,
not a smartphone.
I would like to point out, I set it up. but anyone can use it.
All right.
Any of you, that is.
Oh, I'm about to say, anybody in the radio land can...
Come one, come all.
Here's the password.
So, yeah, so you guys out there in Radio Land, you can contact us on Twitter. What is it again on Twitter?
At Tangent Radio.
Yes, at Tangent Radio 957.
Okay. And then we've got our Facebook page that you can look us up on. Yep. Like us there. Mm-hmm. Email us off on a tangent radio at gmail.com. Yeah. Get a hold of us because we want to hear from you guys.
Agreed.
And we might even do things like if you email us or write to us and say, hey, talk about this. Well, we just might do it.
If we can remember, or it may be like 3 months later after.
Yeah, you know, like Star Wars. Come out. Right. We've been meaning to talk about Star Wars for about 3 months, and we're just now finally getting to it.
Yeah. So now you got a half hour of Star Wars talk.
Yeah, I'm just so thrilled about that.
I could keep going.
We could keep going.
I could keep going.
But we do have a couple other topics.
We'll just stay here.
So we need to get Adam back into the conversation.
Yeah, I'm
here,
agreed.
So.
That's
all right. Thanks for letting us nerd out there, people.
No, it's all good, guys. It's all good.
What else we got?
We have a song.
We got our next song coming up.
We got a song.
Yeah.
Is it ready? I don't know. Is it ready?
Is it ready?
What is this?
What is this?
What am I doing here? Who am I?
Where are we?
This is actually a new song by Coldplay. They released it last week. They just kind of popped it in out of nowhere.
Yes.
And I decided to have everyone have a listen to it. So this is Hypnotized by Coldplay.
I already feel it. It's so peaceful.
Thank you.
Coldplay with Hypnotize and Off on a Tangent. You're laughing. What's going on over there?
David thought right was... now was a great time for a chip.
crunch. I didn't do it.
Do you hear that Coldplay song? The ending is so weird. It's like someone's chewing chips.
This is an NPR.
Look how they glisten.
So welcome to Off on a Tangent.
Yes. We are eating chips.
Back. Yes, we are back.
Once yeah, actually,
very briefly, we don't have a whole lot of time before the next song has to play.
Hey.
Oh, really? Yeah, because that was
a longer song. You know?
That was 6 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a 6-minute song.
Wow. We have a topic.
I'll do that every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Coldplay. I love the band, and not probably too many people heard that song come out because it just literally dropped a week ago. So.
I still haven't heard it. I didn't have my headphones on.
I know.
Hardly any of that song.
I'm sorry. You're such a good show participant, David.
I was looking at things. I was making sure.
You're making sure we had the right Twitter.
I was making sure. y'all are making me doubt myself. It is indeed Tangent
we're,
Radio.
We're not doing that. You're doing it to yourself.
It's true.
So we don't have to apologize to whoever's Twitter feed. We just shout it out.
No. I was correct. It is indeed Tangent Radio 957.
Yep.
All right.
So sweet. We had a topic in relevance to the song, didn't we?
Yeah. I remember a while back, you know, Eric and I, we used to hang out at a bar in Seward a lot back in the day. And
you drunks.
That was an unavoidable part of it.
Yeah. Right. But for some reason, the topic of hypnotism came up, I think, once or twice. And Eric has some opinions about it. And I don't know much about it. I've never been hypnotized. I've seen it once. Maybe twice. I've only seen it at high school functions. Maybe once in college. I mean, it's not something I'm going to pay to go see, to be honest. But
right.
Well, you have a take on that.
I guess. I mean, I've never even seen it myself.
Okay.
But I don't. I mean, the idea just sounds bogus to me, honestly. And then I know that Mark Twain wrote an article or something like that about a time that he was hypnotized on stage. But the fact was that he wasn't hypnotized. It was just the fact that he was on stage in front of a whole bunch of people and, you know, told to stare at this card with the swirly lines or something for a while and wait his turn. And so by the time it became his turn, he still wasn't hypnotized, but he just went through and acted like it was anyways. Because he was on stage in front of all these people. So his take was that that's what really happens with hypnotism is it's a combination of peer pressure because you're surrounded by all these people. You've got a guy, you know, dressed up who's supposed to entertain people telling you what to do. And you've got all these people in front of you. So there's a peer pressure effect of you'll go ahead and do those things that he wants you to do. Hmm. Along with a certain amount of freedom. Because everybody knows, supposedly, that you're hypnotized.
Hmm.
And you're not in control of yourself. And so you can do whatever you want because you'll never be held responsible for it.
Hmm.
Which I think that's the idea that makes me not care for it at all.
Hmm.
Because I think having responsibility for your actions is pretty important. And somebody giving you just a free pass in the name of some, you know, bogus pseudoscience or whatever... Mm-hmm. Is a real cop-out and a disservice to people's understanding of themselves.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I guess I do have a little problem with that.
How do you really feel about it, Eric?
Goodness gracious.
But I've heard, like, commercials where they have, like, the easiest way to quit smoking or the easiest weight loss.
I've heard those.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of therapeutic
ones
about it.
And you go to usually a hotel... Generally by the airport for some reason.
And then you wake up the next morning in the bathtub and it's like, oh no!
But I haven't
Where's my kidney?
But I haven't had a cigarette in over a day.
I've been asleep in this bathtub all that time. I'm cured!
But I don't know. I'm not going to go into detail because I don't have really much of an opinion. I've seen it in a show kind of format, and there's a guy usually in a sparkly tuxedo that gets up and has like a handful of people, and all of a sudden we're all excited, happy, and all of a sudden they're out. I'm like, literally, this is like, all right, you're getting sleepy, drowsy, and you're out. Hmm. And all of a sudden, like, okay,
well, that looks like fun.
Well, that's what they do, and also they're like, all right, undermine. Well, they just
What's
say,
that? I'd rather take NyQuil and just go to bed.
But, why did I come to the show? I can sleep at home.
But they're always...
I don't know what happened. I went to the show and then I just fell asleep.
Great went, show. It was a great show.
Then I went
show.
Home.
Show was a bust, man.
Total snooze.
Didn't get to see any of it, darn it.
Sorry, Adam. Go ahead.
It's okay. It's
but let us riff they for the go, next they, 10 minutes.
They go on and they go on stage, and all of a sudden they're out, and mm-hmm. it's just I don't know.
It's remarkable.
Does that bother you?
I just don't understand how it works. Yeah. To be honest. So yeah. Wow, the next song's already okay.
I told
cool.
you.
I knew it.
I told you. So. What is it?
This is a Jinx. Band called Temples. I've played their songs before, and this is a new song called "Strange or Be Forgotten."
Just like a kidney stone.
Temples with Stranger Be Forgotten. I think that kind of describes us a little
bit. I think
bit.
We're accomplishing that. Yeah.
Stranger Be Forgotten. So.
Is cool. All right. Oh, you know what? I didn't have my music prepped. That was dumb.
Oh, no!
That was dumb. Okay.
We have to
you
have
talk.
The music.
You talk. Yeah.
Would you rather?
No, no, not yet.
Not
hey,
yet.
No.
Not yet? Oh, okay.
The Matrix is a system, Neo.
You said
that system is our enemy. So we're sitting here watching him do this on the screen.
Those movies are so old now.
The Matrix?
Yes.
I work with kids, or I used to work with kids who have never seen the movies and frankly just aren't interested in it, and that makes me so sad.
Yeah,
it is. Because they were groundbreaking movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, when they came out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so when you hear that music, you know it's time for Would You Rather?
Yay.
Come on down.
We can say it now.
Come on down.
Yeah, geez, David.
Where's the cards? We don't have the cards.
I got the cards here.
Oh,
okay. So, first one.
First, I was panicking there.
First keep one. Your PJs on, David.
There's no rules. There's one rule.
Would you rather, for the rest of your life, be on liquids-only diet or eating anything you wish but have to burn it to a crisp first? Would you rather, for the rest of your life, be on a liquids-only diet or eat anything you wish but have to burn it to a crisp first? And those out there in Radioland, you can answer that by going on Twitter or Facebook or emailing us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's obvious.
You think it's obvious?
Yeah. I think it is, too.
Yeah, liquids only. Yeah.
Liquids only?
Because I get to decide the liquids, right? So it could be, I could drink coffee, I could drink
See, it doesn't
whiskey,
say it. I don't know. Are we allowed to start adding things like that?
I mean, they're all liquids.
We should.
Yeah. Sure.
The question does not constrain us to specific liquids.
Yeah, Eric knows what I'm talking about.
You know.
Okay, so liquid diet.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up eating food.
That was burnt to a crisp?
Well overcooked, you know, actually, to be honest with you. I mean, my grandma's roast, you know,
but
it was
burnt.
Good. It was okay. It was good, but that's what we knew. But it was basically a nice roast, maybe like 3 pounds, and it shrunk down to maybe like 3/4 pound. I mean, this was well done. I mean, she put it in the oven. Goes to church, come back, and we eat. That's how we did it. And she just loved everything burnt. Like, her toast was always black. That's how she ate her toast. Just
toast.
Black. Yeah, just morning toast.
Yeah,
so,
toast.
You're going to...
I'm going liquid. I'm going liquid.
Give
well,
a radio show.
You know, I have to blame the crispiness of my food on me as a kid. Mm-hmm. Because my parents would cook the food just right, and I look at it and say, "This isn't cooked!" You cook it again, and Zillow come back, and it's black.
You
that's
barbarian.
That's better.
Oh.
No, I would have to go with the liquid diet, too.
It's funny you say that, because when I cook, that's what my parents told me. It's not cooked. The steak is almost mooing.
Are you eating?
He's eating.
Yeah, his mouth is full of chips.
Adam, you know, I tell my kids, don't talk with your mouth full.
I'm not your kid.
You know, my wife and I had that conversation the other day, because we are constantly talking with our mouths full.
Yes.
And we were like, you know.
Yes.
We should probably stop doing
yes!
that.
Yes! I do the same thing. Yeah. I think every parent does that. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Right. But it's the only chance that you have a chance to talk.
Right.
Is when everybody's mouth is full and they're not complaining, like, okay! And then you have like 10 seconds to have a conversation.
Either that or you're eating and you're purposely not trying to talk with your mouth full. But they just keep saying, right, daddy? Daddy. Daddy. Right? Right? Is that what it is? Daddy? 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 Why aren't you answering me? Daddy? 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 Then you finally just like, okay, I'll give you your answer. That's what it's like. Okay. Would you rather have no public trash cans exist or no public toilets exist?
Oh, my.
Would you rather have
well,
no
they're
public...
they're interchangeable, right?
Would you rather?
So it's you.
I don't think it really changes the landscape.
It was you all along.
By the way, Adam, it's your turn to take out the trash.
You have a clothespin I can plug my nose.
So once again, would you rather have no public trash cans exist or no public toilets exist?
Well, being men, I think we can.
That's right, men.
Wow.
Not to be.
We don't need either of them because we're men.
You can take the top off the trash cans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone can use it.
There are walls. There's walls and trees.
There's
and
walls?
Shrubs.
That's true. Yeah.
Shrubs.
Just go around the corner.
Yep.
Is this the direction you hoped this question would take, Jim?
I had no idea what direction this would take.
How could you not know?
You knew what would happen.
Let's just go to the next question.
Next question. Is that a question?
I think my answer is well established now.
This is why we can't get women on
Okay. Would you rather go to a lousy open mic comedy club every night of the week or go to embarrassing karaoke bars every night of the week? Would you rather go to lousy open mic nights or mic comedy clubs every night of the week or go to embarrassing karaoke bars every night of the week?
Well, last night we had this church thing here, and one of the members...
This is going to start well.
One of the members got upstage and started singing Elvis at the end.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Were they supposed to sing something?
Or did they just start singing? He just got the DJ, said, can you play Elvis? And he grabbed a mic and he started singing.
So there was a DJ involved.
There was a DJ involved, okay.
Just stand up and start singing.
And for some reason, there was a guy that brought a guitar and he played.
Wow.
And it,
they had a whole coffee house band thing.
Sadly. I would rather go to a coffee house and listen to a 20-something talk about politics with a guitar than hearing this guy.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not going to say names.
I think it might be too late for that. You don't need to say names.
I'm just saying.
So you're going for the comedy club?
Sadly, yes.
For the terrible comedy club.
I think I would go with that too, actually.
Comedy club.
I mean, you know, it's not off key anyway. There's definitely
I'm picky about notes. If someone's off, I'm gonna cringe.
Yeah.
Or tune them out or turn them off, you know, whatever I'm listening. I think I'd have to do the same. I'd go to a comedy club because at least I could tune them out, go on my phone and look at Facebook or something like that.
I mean...
Okay, but there's an aspect of this we're all ignoring. The fact that it's all participatory. So even though we are consigned to attending these every night for the rest of our lives, we have the opportunity to participate.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, I will never ever participate in karaoke at all for my life, no matter how how many altered states of consciousness I'm in. I could see myself trying out an open mic comedy club. Mm. So
I think you'd be good at it. Whereas I'm not funny. So there was no way I could do that.
Can you sing?
So I would probably, if I had to do it, I would do karaoke.
Mm. Okay.
I would not do open mic. Because
you could actually improve your own situation, is what I'm saying.
Right. But if I just had to go, I would do comedy hour.
Hmm.
Even if it was terrible.
Yeah. Because I can at least tune them out. Whereas you can't tune out someone who sings really bad.
The thing with karaoke is there's like 10 songs that everyone sings all the time.
Sweet Home Alabama,
Sweet Caroline. Let's see a theme here.
Johnny Cash.
That too.
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
Yep. Yep. Joan Jett and the Black Hearts, I believe, with that song. You know, there's just...
It looks like we're done.
Yeah, keep on going.
Okay. Oh, I sort of reject the premise that either of these things could be bad. Like, bad singing, bad comedy, it can all be a party. Like, if you approach it with the right attitude.
Yeah, is there alcohol?
It can be fun.
I've been assuming so.
Most karaoke bars do.
I know, yeah.
And I would assume
comedy clubs do.
Comedy clubs do, too. So,
yeah.
That would make things better. As an adult.
Appropriately and legally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yes.
Well, I'm glad we ended the show on such a conformist note.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. If you guys out there in Radioland have any Would You Rather questions or any other topics that you would like us to talk about, let us know by emailing us at offonatangentradio@gmail.com and the Twitter.
The Twitter account is tangentradio957.
At tangentradio957.
Yes.
Facebook.com/offonatangentradio.
Yeah.
And our email is offonatangentradio@gmail.com.
Check us out. I'm Captain Kirk.
I'm Adam.
Eric.
David.
And we will catch you guys next week.
I'm going home and drink some water.
Rock on.
Good idea.
Water.